WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are mobile. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Mobile. WRYV 421 mobile.
Oh, 421.
Driving, to get some breakfast, and that's about it. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm on my way to, just a little bit late, but I will be there.
No problem, I'll hold your chair for you, don't worry about that.
Alright, we'll see you in a little bit, Jack.
WING 480, WRYV 421, clear. WING
480, clear. WSCI 392, mobile and monitoring. WRZD 706, monitoring.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
This is WSCL 226 trying out a new antenna, mobile. Anybody hear me?
Thank you. WRTZ 552 is monitoring.
WSCL 226, I'm hearing you. I'm not sure if anybody can hear me, though. Got a new antenna. I think it's acting up.
Yeah, I copy you, 226. This is WRTZ 552, northbound on I-75.
Heading northbound down 75, just past Flint a little bit. Enjoying the day.
Yeah, copy that. I'm doing the same. Got to do a little road trip up north and back. I'm just north of Bridgeport area, Frankenmuth.
How am I sounding? Am I breaking up?
No, you're pretty clear. There's a little static, a little choppy, but not bad. Pretty clear. That even could be on the reception on my end. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I got a little fuzz on you, but it's not bad. Just a little static. I wasn't sure. I just picked up a new mobile antenna off Amazon and was trying it out.
Yeah, copy that. What are you running? I'll give you a little info on what I've got or a couple that I've tried.
I've got a little QYT 25 watt, and then the antenna is a Nagoya dual band, just a little 2.5 footer.
Yeah, copy that. I think that I've got that one at home. It works pretty well. I've also, right now, I'm just running a Midland, really short, one of their, I think it's a 2 dB gain, but it's a really short little antenna, really small. And I've also got the Midland 6 dB gain, which works quite well as for stuff, too.
Yeah, I've been looking into the Midland stuff. I've heard good things about it for the price range.
Yeah, copy that. The Midland antennas seem to be really good. They SWR out, really well right out of the box without having to do any adjustments on them, so I've been pretty impressed.
Kids in the back
seat rolling his eyes at me, so I better turn the radio back on. You have a great weekend. WSBL 236 out. Copy that, 26. You have a good weekend as well. This is WRTZ 552 monitoring.
WRMI 500.
Good morning, 500. This is WRTZ 552. Hope you're having a good one. 500, I did not copy that last transmission. It might be on my end. I will be on top of this little walkie in a minute. Might come through a little clearer.
Looks like I'm going to get a good copy from the repeater, so WRMI 500, kind of guy.
WRTZ 552 is listening. WRTZ 552 is listening.
You are coming in loud and clear, 552. WRZD 706.
Copy that last transmission. Appreciate it. Just north of Zilwaukee on 75.
WSCI 392, mobile and monitoring. WRZL 736 monitoring.
WRQT 930, I'm here.
USCZ 571 radio check.
Philly RYV 421 mobile.
Go ahead, 421.
Hey, Jack, is that you?
WIG
488. What's going on, buddy?
What you guys do? Just get out of there?
I left about 20 minutes ago. I had to stop at the store for a minute, and I'm just now getting on 686. Heading home.
Yeah. Well, I had a little bit, a couple of things to do here. That's why I had to leave. Roger?
That's cool, man. It was nice to see you, and thanks for that. That's the job you're saying. I'll definitely take a look at it when I get home. I have to put some loading lights up to make holes, and then I have to put my own lights up.
I know what you're saying, but you know what? I don't know what kind of, what is that antenna? Is that the small antenna you have on top of that car? Because, you know, it's a lot of noisy. That's why I was saying. I don't know what, maybe, I don't know, maybe you are far away from the repeater. I don't know.
How's it sounding now, Jack?
More clear, but you know, still a little bit of crackling, which is not much really, but your audio is good. Roger.
Audio sounds like shit.
Okay, yeah, just heading home. I just want to get home. I have to put up some Halloween lights, and then after that, I'm gonna probably relax, maybe throw myself a steak.
Down to a little bit, WIAG 488, clear.
Hey Jack, WRNW 329 out in the mobile.
Oh, Tim, you sound excellent. Roger.
Appreciate it. I'm out here on the move. On 8 mile and 75 right at the moment.
I'm good. Are you on the TYT?
Sure, I'm on the TYT.
Sounding good. What's happening? I haven't had you out that way.
In monitoring, more monitoring than talking. Out doing yard work and stuff yesterday. Today I got to go to cut some grass over across the way, so gotta get that out of the way. Trying to get set up for the winter time.
He should have been on the radio a couple of nights ago. There were people from 10 calls from Ohio. One call from New York, Buffalo, New York. Roger.
I heard it. I heard you talking to a New York station the other day. But I was busy doing something. I don't know what else. I think I was working in my shower, something in the bathroom. But I was listening.
Well, you should have done. You should have got in. Say break, and that's it. I would have break in. No problem at all. Roger?
Yeah, I'm always, when I'm at home, I usually have the handheld on me, and if I'm outside, I'm always listening, but I don't key up all the time. I'm always kind of busy most of the time. So yeah, I should have keyed up there for a minute. At least got a shout out to somebody.
Oh yeah, you could have, you know, say, how am I sounding on your walkie-talkie? It would tell you were sounding good anyhow. With that ocean radio you got out there. Roger?
Do that. I haven't used that one for a little while. I've been using this Quazing or whatever you want to call it. It seems to work pretty good. I got a lot of stuff. The ocean or washing, it won't do everything this other one does, so.
Ocean should do good, really. They're good radios. Roger?
One does a little bit of everything. Got it opened up, so it does a whole lot. I carry that one most of the time. That Nagoya 771 on it.
I see what you're saying, yeah. Anyhow. So what else happening? How's work? No work today, right?
Work today. They didn't slow everything down. My work. No weekends. They cut the overtime. Production's been laid off for a week. And they just added another week to their layoff. And they have inverse layoffs for the trades. So I wasn't ready for an inverse or any kind of layoff right now, but I'll be off in about a week, take a week vacation.
Well,
two weeks,
going,
2 weeks I'm gonna take a vacation going on.
Yeah, he just keep going for right now. Roger?
Bring it back again, Jen. I think I cheated on you.
Says keep going right now. Don't take no day off. Keep going now. Roger?
I got a hunting trip I got planned. So in 2 weeks, I'm going to be off for about 10 days. Go play around in the woods. So that should be fun and relaxing.
Oh, yeah. 10 days is enough for relaxing in the woods. Roger?
Always fun. You do a little four-wheeling, well, actually a whole lot of four-wheeling. Trails go forever, and we're staying in a tent, wood stove, all that fun stuff, cooking outside. It'll be fun. I enjoy it every year.
Yeah, and spending some of that money.
Oh yeah, that's one thing that's gonna happen. It costs a little bit of money, have some fun for sure.
Make sure that back door is not open always.
I'll try to put some screws in it or something, see if I can lock it down. Put some locks on it, lock it in and out. Maybe it'll stay closed there, open.
I know them. As soon as that one can blow a little bit, then the screws are going to come out a bit at a time. Roger, WIUG 488.
There's always a way for that door to be opened up for sure. I'm going to have to get out there one day and one Saturday. Get out there with you guys for breakfast. I can meet some of the guys there. Copy?
No problem, anytime, Tim. Roger?
I know you probably told me where it was at, but is it near the Quinder somewhere? You guys are meeting up at the restaurant? I got memory loss.
When you get ready, let me know, and I'll tell you before one day. Roger? It's not Dick Winder, but...
Well, maybe next weekend. Definitely no work going on with the slow motion work over there. So maybe next weekend I'll try to make it out for breakfast and meet some of the guys and put some faces to some of the numbers there. Call signs, copy.
We were about 15 this morning.
I thought about it this morning, but I got a lot of stuff going on. I should have been out moving earlier, but I'm just now moving around. I guess it'll be late evening time I get back.
Tim, I'm going to let you go ahead and go drive. You take care and have a good day. WIUG Brady.
Have a good one. We'll talk to you again maybe a little later this evening. WRNW 329, clear.
WRTP 347.
WSBS 311. This is WSDZ 713. Do you copy? That's 311. WSDZ 713. Do you copy?
This is WRTP 347.
WSEL-664, Downriver, Michigan, monitoring.
And this is WRTP-347, Dan out of Redford, monitoring.
WSEL-664, Downriver, Detroit, monitoring.
WSEV-843, how you doing this morning?
Doing well, how are you?
Not doing too horrible this afternoon. Going out doing a couple errands.
That's exactly what I'm doing as well. Where did you say you were located at?
I'm up in Garden City, Middle Belt, Warren.
Okay, good deal. I'm down here currently in the Lincoln Park area, downriver Michigan.
Pretty not too far.
Nope, not too far. You're coming in loud and clear.
You are as well, sir. What do you got on your list for things to do today?
Mainly running errands that I put off for a week. Right now, heading to the pharmacy, then probably the grocery store, then a few other things, and go home and maybe enjoy this beautiful afternoon on the back deck, hopefully.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm headed down to Taylor to pick up some brakes for my vehicle and my wife's vehicle, and I'm going to spend the rest of the afternoon working on cars.
Well, if you enjoy working on cars, it's not a bad afternoon to do it, for sure.
No, not at all. It's a gorgeous day. The weather's just right, so I figured, you know, while it's not too hot, not too cold, it's not raining, I might as well knock some things out.
I agree. That's my thoughts as well. Once I get home, I'll be doing some stuff outside on this beautiful day.
Just out of curiosity, what kind of setup are you using in your car?
I'm actually on a HT. It's a VTEC GMRS Pro is what I'm using. I've got a aftermarket antenna on it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not too horrible then. I'm actually using a Moto Turbo
WSBY308 listening in.
I heard some interference when you were saying Komodo Turbo, is that what you said?
Yep, I'm using a Moto Turbo, a XPR4350 mobile.
What's the wattage you're using on that, just out of curiosity?
I believe I've got it set at 30.
Well, it's a very clear radio. You're coming in loud and clear without any problem.
Well, that's good to hear, because I'm just getting into this. Me and my wife are just getting into this, these radios. Just got our license about a week ago, and trying to learn how to program a commercial radio self-taught is proving to be a little challenging. Not impossible, but challenging.
I completely understand that. I'm fairly new into it as well. Actually, studying for my CAM technician as well, but CMRS is kind of cool. Got my license a few weeks back, and yeah, I'm still learning my radio as well, so I was actually happy to connect with you.
Yeah, I'm working on my ham license as well. I've always had a fascination with radios, scanners and two-ways and all sorts of things. I've been using commercial radios now for about, 15 years. So I figured, you know what, if I can use them at work, and I have fun using them at work, why not try doing it as a hobby as well?
No, I completely agree with that. Yeah, I used radios back in my past. I was a firefighter for several years and actually was responsible for comms in our fire department, so I had my experience with radios at that point in time. But wasn't interested in him just because at that point I wasn't interested in learning Morse code, and the technician required Morse code, so I didn't pursue it as heavily as I probably would have, and now I'm kind of circling back around, and later in life, and interested in getting back into it.
Yeah, I completely understand that. I have no interest in learning Morse code either. I can understand the appeal to some, but to learn the code and not utilize it to the extent that it would be useful just doesn't appeal to me. I'm looking for the ham stuff more specifically so I can do DMR, and then the GMRS stuff is, you know, the kids like playing with them when we go camping and around the house, and so I figured, you know, why not?
Yep, completely agree. This is WSEL 664. I'm hoping to get my technician license, and I may go ahead and get the general as well, just get on high frequency. I haven't decided yet. I'm going to get the tech first and see how it progresses, and we'll go from there. I do need to run into this next stop, so WSEL 664 is going to be out for now. It was great talking to you, and hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
664, you have a great rest of your day. WSTV 843, standing by.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
A10, how are you this afternoon?
Okay. tired, but doing okay, enjoying the sunshine out here, making a little bit of money.
I understand that. I understand that. Where are you, whereabouts are you at?
I am currently about 5 miles south of Saginaw.
Okay. Well, I'm down in the city.
So you kind of copped out there a little bit. I didn't fully catch where you're from. I just heard you say something city.
I'm down running errands in Garden City.
Garden City, copy that. Yeah, you're, for the most part, you're sounding pretty good. Like I said, you kind of cut out for a second there, but, you know, in the beginning there, when I first heard you, you sewing with that other individual, you were crystal clear.
Yeah, you're coming in crisp as well.
Yeah, we appreciate that. I'm not sure exactly where the Saginaw machine is, but I'm fortunate I'm in a pretty good spot that with this mobile I can, let's see, I can hit Saginaw, Bay City, Mayville. Most of the time I can hit the Flint machine, all from right where I'm at right now.
What kind of mobile are you using?
Motorola 1550 LS.
Yeah, the front part of your transmission cut out.
Sounds like someone else might be trying to get in there. Let me stand by 1 second there. Let me see if that other station wants to give it a try. 810 standing by for a moment. For this station, you're keying the repeater. That's about it. You're not really bringing anything into it there. No contact made. Anyway, yeah, that other station, sorry, I missed your call sign there. Anyway, yeah, I got a Motorola CDM 1550 LS that I'm using.
WSEV 843. I copy on that. Yeah, I'm running a Motorola as well. Got a XPR 4550.
Nice little radio there. I was actually looking at that before I got this one, and then I wound up getting a really good deal on this one, so I just kind of wound up building up on that one. I picked up the radio with a base station power supply for $100, so, you know, couldn't beat that. And then I was able to acquire the software for it. Didn't cost me anything. All I had to do was spend, you know, $20 to buy a cable for it, and was pretty much good to go. And it does what I needed to do, so I generally shy away from Motorola just because of the hassle and trying to get them programmed, but, you know, this was a good choice here.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I've been using commercial radios for about 15 years, and I've always had good luck with the radios, the Motorolas at least. I used Kenwood there for a while, and they didn't perform as well as the Motorolas did, but they weren't horrible either. And so when I started looking around, I actually got my radio off of eBay. The radio, the mounting bracket, power cables, and a vehicle antenna for $40. So I bought a programming cable for another $20 and called it a day.
Well, I gotta say, I'm envious of you. You got a much better deal than I did, but, especially for that. In the past, when I've done search and rescue and such, back in the day, it was really hard to get the Motorola stuff to be able to do what you want to do with it. So I wound up getting a Vertex radio. I had a mobile and I had a handheld, and they did the job pretty good back in the day.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, but Vertex, they're a subsidiary of Motorola, are they not?
I cannot say with 100% certainty. What I have seen online in the advertising and such, it seems to be that Motorola did acquire them, or there's some kind of a partnership or something going on. Because I have seen some Motorola stuff listed as Vertex. Vertex actually at one point was a division of Yaesu, if I remember correctly.
I gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. Looking at their radios over the years, they kind of have the take of, some of the Motorola, some of the Yaesu, so it makes sense.
Yeah, I'm dating myself when I say 30-plus years ago, but I think what it was at that point was Yaesu was the amateur side of it, and then Vertex was the commercial side of it. And then, as I said, I believe that, somehow or another Vertex wound up getting merged in with Motorola. But I also want to say at some point, Vertex was also blended in with Standard. I don't know if you remember that or not.
I do remember it. I'm not old enough to where I have had personal experience with Standard. I did have a Vertex Standard radio after those two combined, but that's about it.
Kind of funny is I never really gave it much thought until we were chatting now, but it kind of seems like the two-way radios are, kind of like following the same path that the cell phone companies are, where, one becomes another one, and then they merge into this, and then they switch off to something else, and you really, when you sign up for a phone now, you really don't know who you're signing up with.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I've got Verizon and been with them for going on 20 years now, so, I completely understand, though, with all the Sprint merging into this and Nextel going there and Verizon and T-Mobile, and they all just kind of merge. At what point are they all just going to be one major company?
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 for ID. Yeah, I know that a lot of companies have tried doing that, and then at the very last minute, the FCC will step in, or someone else will step in, the FTC or someone, or one of them other alphabet soups, and be like, no, you can't do that.
I work in the hospitality industry, and at one point, Choice Hotels, which runs like the Comfort Inn and such, was going to merge with the Wyndham companies, which have like the Ramada Inns and Wyndham Gardens and places like that. They were going to merge, and the Alphabet Soups put a stop to that due to the monopolizations. So, yeah, who knows?
Well, just speaking of that alone, did Wyndham not get bought out by Marriott?
Not that I've heard. I know there were some discussions at one point, and I'm not sure time-wise if those discussions were before or after the Choice merger was on the table, but I know it was probably just about 6-7 months ago when the Choice merger got shot down.
Oh, okay. I was thinking back here. About probably eight or nine months ago, I had to stay at a hotel for work, and I could have swore I stayed at one that on the building said, you know, it was a Wyndham Hotel, which was a Marriott company, but I may have been wrong on that. You know, I can't remember things like I used to.
Roger that. Well, you know, the hotel industry, like we were just talking about, radios and cell phones, it's all, you know, it's all conglomerate, you know, this one's being taken over by this one, and then, you know, some other little company scoops in, and, you know, they can't put everything under the same brand name, you know, because of monopolizing, so the same company will own several different hotels under different brands, you know, and all run by the same people. The property that I used to manage before I moved up here to Indiana was like that. We had two different hotels on the property, and one of them was a Wyndham, and another one was a Choice. So that's how they get around that monopoly thing.
Yeah, it's always, you know, it's never really made sense to me. From a business aspect, it makes sense. From a customer aspect, it's kind of, I don't know, kind of janky, but, you know, especially vacationing down in Myrtle Beach where we usually go, you know, you got eight hotels that are all right next to each other, and then you start looking at them a little bit closer in more detail, and hell, they're all ran by the same company.
This property I'm at now, I don't know a tremendous amount about the corporate structure of the franchise, but the one that I did manage, I know that the owner of that property owned probably, I want to say, close to 40 different properties across three states, and I think there was actually four different brands that he was operating, or that he had franchises with. And it ran the whole gamut from the Roach Motels all the way up to one of the Hiltons. So, yeah, that's just the name of the game these days is get as much as you can and make as much money as you can and, you know, sweep all the little corporate politics under the rug there.
Yeah, I mean, that's what loopholes are, right?
When it comes to the corporate side of it, I think that as long as they run them and maintain them underneath the standards of whatever brand they're advertising under, that's kind of how they get away with it. I'm not sure how they get away with the non-competing clauses or how that works. You know, that's kind of way up on the corporate level that I've never been exposed to. But there's so many people doing it that... you know, there's got to be a way to do it. Just not sure what that loophole is.
Well, I would have to assume that if you're going through,
LLCs and you're going through corporations, at some point up the line, you can clump them under a shell company, and after having so many of those, I mean, it kind of like all comes together at the tippy top and branches out under one big umbrella company, so the NDAs probably don't even really matter at that point.
Roger that. The only thing I really remember it being an issue at, you know, being that I was managing two different brands on the same property, you know, is that, you know, we couldn't technically send somebody from one side of our property to the other because it was crossing over brands. So somebody came in on the Wyndham side and, you know, they wanted to be, they had to be relocated to another property for some reason or another. We technically couldn't just send them next door because it was a different brand. We actually had to send them to, you know, another Wyndham property down the road. That's the only thing that that I really remember as being an issue with running the two different brands there.
Yeah, and I think that'd probably be about the only issue that you really would run into is, you know, staffing. I mean, clerical and payroll and, you know, the administrative side of it, I mean, that all stays separated, whereas the staffing is, I can see where the only real issue would be.
Where I was at, you know, I was in title anyway. I was operations manager on one side and assistant manager for the other site. And administratively, we ran everybody together. We bounced our housekeepers back and forth between the two sides. We bounced our desk clerks back and forth between the two sides. You know, obviously there were some minor variances in the brand standards, but they weren't significant enough that we couldn't do that. The training was enough that, you know, they could get by on either side. And then the paychecks all came from the same place at the end of the day.
Okay, so it did mesh together a little bit better than I figured it would have.
Difference was in the housekeeping, where, you know, one brand standard might say, you know, you got to leave two of these in the room, and another brand standard might say, oh, you know, you got to leave three. You know, just minor stuff like that. It certainly wasn't anything that couldn't be overcome.
Right. WSEV843. So where are you headed out on this afternoon?
Let's see. I'm doing some fake Ubering this weekend. You know, I kind of do a little bit on the side here. And I got somebody that I contract with to get to work 2 days a week. So I'm just waiting here to pick her up from her house, run her out to work, and then I'm going home, going to bed for a little while she's at work, and then go pick her back up, and then I got to go to work myself. I'm doing overnights this weekend. And that's pretty much about it for my schedule today. You know, work, sleep, repeat.
Yeah, that sounds like my schedule during the week. And then the weekend is chaos.
I actually don't mind so much. I'm going to give up this little side stuff here in a little while just because it's getting to be a little too rough, a little too much on me. But I kind of like the overnights, especially on the weekends, because then, you know, that frees up pretty much the majority of my week, so, you know, when the kids need to do stuff or, you know, whatever, I actually get to see them and spend time with them. The last place I was at, I worked second shift on the weekends at that, so, you know, it's kind of like, you know, if I got up in the morning to get them off to school, I hardly ever saw them, and I definitely wasn't liking that.
Yep, I 100% agree with that. I've got two younger ones myself that are still in school, and that's how it is now with me too. You know, luckily I've got my job where I leave. You know, I leave my house at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm back. I'm back home from work typically anywhere from 2 to 4, right about the time when they're getting out of school. So I've got the rest of the evening to spend with them, which is nice. You know, I used to work some weird hours. I work in the towing industry, so my hours, you know, haven't always been the best and always haven't been accommodating, but I've been doing it so long now that I've got seniority in the company, and, you know, I've got a little bit. Got a little bit more manageability now with my schedule.
That's always nice. I imagine in your industry it's similar to mine in that, you know, evenings and weekends are your busiest times, and that's when the highest demand for staffing is. So yeah, once you get up that ladder, as long as you don't get too high up on the ladder, then you know, you can have it pretty good there.
Yep, and that's exactly where I'm at. You know, I did 6 years of light and heavy duty towing, between cars and semis and what have you. And now for the last 4 years, I've been doing equipment hauling. So I'm right there, you know, about midway up the ladder where I'm important enough to where they don't mess with me, but not important enough to where I'm making decisions other than for the equipment hauling aspect of it. You're going to have to repeat what you said. Your transmission was not readable.
Yeah, I just heard the radio here beep for some reason. That's why I'm not in management anymore. I was working 80, 90 hours a week, and that was just ridiculous. So, you know, once we got settled in up here, you know, I said I'd like to stay in the industry, but definitely not back in management.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. If I were to move any farther up from where I'm at, I would be management. And I work for a security company as well, part-time, doing events. And I'm management there doing that, and that's enough for me. I don't want to deal with anything else. So my full-time job, I manage, you know, the heavy haul loads, and I manage my stuff. And I don't want to go any farther up because I don't want to have to deal with anybody else being underneath me.
I wouldn't mind that aspect as much except for the hours that are involved with it, but, you know, right now I just work the overnight shift and, you know, pretty much do my 8 hours and go home at the end of the day, and I'm content with that.
Yep, exactly. I work about 44 to 46 hours a week now, depending on if I've got, you know, extra stuff that I have to do after my daily rental stuff. And I'm getting paid the same amount as I was 8 years ago doing light duty, working 80 to 90 hours. So I'm content.
It's all about, you know, fortunately the property that I'm working at now is under the same brand that I managed, so basically when I got hired on at this property, I worked for about 3 hours with somebody on second shift, and then they put me on, my first day, they put me on overnight by myself, because that's how little training was required, and, you know, the manager called me up the next morning, he's like, so how did it go? I'm like, why are you even bothering me? Leave me alone. You know, it's like, you know, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's always fun when you know what you're doing and then management decides they want to stick their neck out there and try and get involved. It's like, why are you talking to me? I don't need to talk to you. I know what I'm doing. I know what my job is. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Well, excuse me. Fortunately, my manager is a pretty good manager, and being that I work overnights, I hardly ever see him, but I've known him for a couple of years before I started working there, and, you know, he knows what my background is and such, and, you know, still, when you come to a new property, you kind of have to, you know, you got to learn the nuances of that individual property, but, you know, pretty much if you've worked in one place, you've worked in them all. All right, listen, my friend, I'm going to cut out here. I'm going to go pick up my ride. It was a pleasure chatting with you, and we definitely will be looking forward to doing it again. Hope you have a wonderful day there. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, and the first name is Paige, by the way, Papa Alpha India Golf Echo. And once again, hope you have a wonderful day.
Absolutely, sir. You have a great rest of your day. My name is Mike. It was a pleasure chatting with you. And that's going to be WSEV 843. I'm going to be standing by.
This is WRTP 347. This is WRTP 347.
Station 478. At station out there, 478. This is WIUG 488. Copy. We were practicing the call sign with the with Emma in the back seat. WRWS221, Bob G, out there?
Hey, TV, if that's you guys, I'm not copying you. This is WRWK542.
Alright, Papa G, we hopped over to the Detroit repeater. Is this any better?
Yeah, that sounds much better. Where are you guys at?
We're on the mound, just coming up to 12 mile here.
Oh yeah, you're loud and clear now.
WRZD 706, testing in Nagoya 771G. Antenna, if you can hear me, how fast?
WRVV 690 mobile.
WRZ-706, testing the main building, Peter, speaking here in town, copy.
I got right now. Bob, are you out there?
WRTP-347, monitoring.
WSDW-353 is monitoring. Radio check, radio check. WSDW-353 is monitoring.
This is WSEL-664. Copy.
I'm using new antenna. Can anybody hear me?
This is WRTP-347, standing by.
This is WSEL-664, how are you this afternoon?
664, this is Dan, doing good, playing here with a little radio and
magnetic mount antenna in the backyard at Redford, Michigan. Over.
Very good. I'm actually sitting in my living room with my ATV, 655 GMRS Pro, Grosskill, Michigan.
Copy that. Grosskill. Yeah, playing with some antennas here with this little handy talkie, seeing which gets me better out to the repeaters.
Outside, community GMRS, this is radio deepening, so I'm still kind of learning it.
Yeah, same here. Still learning some more about GMRS and what seems to work and what seems to be slightly problematic. And these little antennas, yep, they're definitely problematic. Copy that. You got a bit of a hiss behind you. Thank you very much for the check-in, and I'll be standing by.
This is WRTC 347, checking in. WSL-664 monitoring.
WSBY 676 standing by. Yeah, all right, 6. Nah, if you said so. I hear you in the streets. All right, 690, I'm sitting down here in the dungeon. WSBY 676, standing by.
WRTX 930, monitoring. WRTX 930.
This is WRTP 347, standing by.
Station 544, station 544, this is WRUG 88, copy.
WRTX 930.
Here it is, right there. That's the guy I was looking for. I have no picture of his work on that.
You sound like you're in a truck on a highway, Jack.
How about now? Is that any better?
Yeah, that's better. That's better. How you doing, Jack?
Very good. I haven't heard you. I know you came back for a little bit, but I didn't hear you at all.
Well, I'm here now. I'm going back tomorrow. So, yeah, I've been busy. Doing lots of things.
How about you? You doing all right?
Yeah, except, you know, doing a lot of things outside, clean up outside before the winter gets here. Also studying, because the last time I couldn't go, it was bad weather, and I couldn't go. It was a test. It was in Hazel Park, and I couldn't go. So now I'm studying every day till I find, maybe go online and do it online first. Roger?
All right, well, I hear you there. Yeah. Life's a bitch, yeah. I fixed my mother-in-law's vehicle. It was exactly what I thought it was. A dripping elbow on the 3800. Replaced the elbows. Those elbows are in stock everywhere. Then my 86-year-old mother called me. My dad's out of town, and she said, half the house is out of power. And I'm like, what are you talking about, Mom? What's going on? She's like, some lights work and some don't. And I'm like, all right, I'll come down. So I go down there. I was expecting to, you know, throw a breaker or fix a GFCI thing or something. No, she's got a service interest cable that's leaking water onto the main 200-amp breaker on the service panel. And the whole main service 200-amp switch was junk. And I'm like, oh God, this is going to take me. I got to source one of these now. It's not in common. You know, you can't get these at the big box store. I got to call 25 places to find one that has one in stock in the Detroit area. Suffice it to say, I got her fixed. I got the power back on about 4 hours later, and she's in tears because she's alone. Her husband's gone. Yeah, it's been a fun week here, Jack.
I guess so. Yeah, it really did a lot of work when you came back. Plus, he had some work done before he came back, too, north of there. Yeah, that's a lot of work, Ken. I'm not kidding you. I've been doing, you know, taking up a lot of whatever left out of the tomatoes and the cucumbers and the peppers and the squash, you name it. It was heck. I really couldn't take it anymore, and I half the way, and I was done. And I said, I'm going to do it next day. I can't do everything in one day.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. I hear you, Jack. That's a lot of work. Yeah, I was down at my mom's house yesterday. I fixed that main breaker issue and got a new one in there. I pulled the meter and put the new switch in, put the meter back in. Everything's all working again. My mom was just overwhelmed. She can't process. She just can't process this stuff anymore. She's like, I can't deal with this. I don't want you to go. I'm afraid to stay here anymore. I'm like, oh, Mom, you're all right. You're all right. You're okay. stuff.
Yes, Ken, it really is tough, you know, for me too, because that arthritis, you know, on the left leg, that just hits you, you know what I mean? You don't even know when it's going to hit you. That's the thing about it, because I'm 72 years old. I'm not that young, you know, but to start doing all that work out there, plus you had to get a lawnmower, and you got to push that lawnmower, too.
Well, some part of that is good for you, Jack. little bit of exercise is okay. It's okay as long as you can take it. Push yourself. Feel the burn.
You're right. You're 100% right. I'm with you on that one. And that's what everybody says. Keep pushing it. Don't worry about that arthritis. If it comes in, just keep going. Don't stop. But when you stop, that, I mean, you are hurt. Roger?
Well, if you're just sitting around all day, just sitting, that's not good. So if you're out there cutting your grass, you're doing pretty good. Keep doing it.
You're right. Also losing weight when you're walking, you know. But that's better when you lose weight. Anyhow, I lost about 15 pounds for last month. I lost 15 pounds.
Well, that's good. Keep at it. Keep doing what you're doing. You lose a few more. Can't hurt. It's beautiful night. It's beautiful and gorgeous day out here today. Beautiful night. Love it.
You know what? We never see those nights before. But you know what? It's not going to rain, they said, all the way. Not tomorrow, that Saturday after. We won't have nothing but sunshine. WIUG 48.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the forecast down here because I'm going to be going back trying to button up my burn build up there in the UP, but I haven't looked at what the forecast was here, but up there is supposed to be, yeah, fairly sunny, actually, but, you know, in the high 50s, low in the 40s, yeah, I'm going to have to turn the heat on, get the wood stove going, but it'll be all right. It's supposed to be sunny, not too much rain, life's good, can't complain.
Really, I would not complain at all on that weather. It ain't going to be good weather anyhow. But you know what? At night, it's just dropping. You got to leave that little bit of heat on. That's about it. Not much, really, just a little bit. That heat was cranking up last night about 3-4 times because the temperature was down to 48.
Yeah, it's definitely that time of year where you can open up your window during the day and go, oh, yeah, that's nice. And then, around about 7, 8 p.m., it's like, ooh, yeah, that's some cold air coming in through the window there. We need to close that off and turn the heat on.
Yeah, that's for sure. And you get that anyhow. I thought he went deer hunting, born here deer hunting season a couple, 3-4 days ago. I thought that's where you went. That's why I didn't hear nothing from you.
Well, I wish. I got a couple of nice deer on the cameras out back my house here on the property, but I haven't had time to do anything like that. I came home, fixed my mother-in-law's car, did a whole bunch of work for my normal job, went down to my mom's house, spent a day and a half screwing around with that. But, I'll get back to it eventually.
And you need a couple of days off. And I do nothing, just sit around, drink a beer and a smoke a cigar. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, I haven't had any of that since I came home, but yeah, I gotta get back up, see what I can do with finishing that barn build and get it to a point where I can cover it up for the winter or do whatever. And once I get to that point, then I'll have some more beers and a cigar, and occasionally in between, occasionally.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Well, tomorrow you're going back up there, and when you go back up there, when you get there, sit down and relax and smoke a cigar. Then you find out, then after that, you know after that what kind of work you got to do done over there. Roger.
Yeah, normally I don't have a problem doing that, but sometimes I just get a little bit too wound up sometimes. It's been a long week with my normal job, fixing other people's stuff. I'm going to go back up. I've got a lot of stuff to, got to figure out how to bang the door. I gotta finish up the wall girts, all the bookshelf girts, all the stuff I need to get done. I'm like, sometimes I know how to do it, and sometimes I just want to power through and then relax later. But yeah, I do know when to take a break. I can do it when I force myself to.
You know, you're right. Same thing here. I know exactly what to do and all that. And I said, I'll do it tomorrow. Then tomorrow comes in. I look at the same thing. And I say, yeah, I'm going to do it. Then I'm going to be busy somewhere else. And not only that, I mean, I'm looking at it every day, and I can do it with no problem. But I don't have the power to get in there and do it.
Well, your DB20T has the power.
You know what? By the way, I bought a radio, MD9600. It's TYT, but I have not programmed it yet.
Yeah, well, join the club there, Jay. I bought a TYT digital radio a while back. I still haven't played around with that to do the digital ham stuff yet. I have it. It's in a box. I got a really good deal on it. That's why I bought it, but haven't done it yet. December. I'm thinking December.
Yeah, you know, that, the 9600 is 50 watts, and I figured out if this thing, cuts off all of them, and I can reach probably by you over there in the Saginaw repeater, because it could be any day you're going to be cut off, all these things.
Oh, really? Why do you think we're gonna get cut off? Is there something I'm missing here with this network?
And so you go back over there on the FCC and read the new. They said the new things came out in FCC. I don't know exactly what it is, but I guess they don't want no connection at all.
Well, they I think they've said that for a while. I haven't been paying attention in the last probably month and a half as far as the details are concerned. I know they shut down a network or two here or there. They were broadcasting over the internet or whatever, but I thought the microwave back-end stuff was still okay. Who knows? I don't know. I think this network's pretty persistent. I think it's good.
I cannot tell you exactly, but the FCC, they did change the rule. I would say about 3 weeks ago, something like that. They changed the rule a lot, and that's why, you know. But anyhow, we're still lucky to get all these repeaters in one radio.
Well, I'll have to go look up what the actual rule change was. I'm pretty good at deciphering that kind of stuff, but I think the network operators know what they're doing. But who knows? Maybe the FCC's just got it in for it.
Well, you know the FCC, they ain't got nothing else to do except changing things on the people. They found out they sold I don't know how many millions license, so they'll change a lot of things on the people, whoever got their license.
Yeah, they've certainly benefited from these networks and a lot of people signing up for licenses, that's for sure. So it's a double-edged sword for them to want to, you know, nitpick about what they want to not allow.
Well, I cannot say anything. I don't know what to say. I have not checked nothing yet. Because I've been busy. I really have been busy. But a week and a half, I've been busy. So I don't have time to go on that website and find out what the hell they changed or anything like that. You're not going to know what they're going to change anyhow, even if you read it.
Well, those rules are subjective, so it depends on who's interpreting them, that's for sure.
Ken, good talking to you, and good chit-chat with you too. You go take care. Have a good evening. I gotta go get me some hot tea to go. So I'll talk to you a little bit later. And don't be shy. Tomorrow, get on the radio before you go. I'll take you up there, all the way up there. No problem at all. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 88.
All right, Jack. Yeah, good chatting with you. Good to hear your voice. Yeah, I got to load some equipment up here, and I'll be on my way tomorrow morning, and I'll probably be on the radio tomorrow morning, but we'll see. Enjoy your evening. WRTX 930. Clear. Thank you.
WSAH 692. Anyone out here tonight?
WSCW 353.
How are you tonight? My name's Ben. Are you coming in through Mount Clemens or Detroit?
Detroit, how are you doing? I'm doing good.
Everything is all right tonight. I was leaving a little space for somebody to get in there, but it doesn't seem like they're with us. It's a wonderful night. Seems like it's really clear. I'm probably hitting this repeater from about 12 miles.
Yes, I'm really clear today.
I'm sorry, brother, you're not quite breaking the squelch there. I can hear you underneath, but it's real noisy. WSAH 692.
WSCW 353 Monterey. Couldn't copy that last part. WSCW 353 Monterey.
WSCW353 is monitoring.
WSBL664 monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WRWX 221 Papa G, if you're out there, we just pulled into our driveway, made it home safe and sound.
WRVV525.
WS2 monitoring on the Mesa.
WSCW 353 monitor.